I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 6th, 2020. At number 10, our listener list of top stories, offers are being accepted by the Carroll County Sheriff's Office on a seized Triumph motorcycle. That bike was seized from a convicted meth dealer, and money raised from the sale will be used to combat the sale of illegal drugs. Number 9, a cell phone distraction led to a three-vehicle accident in Glidden on Tuesday. No major injuries were reported, but again, it just shows the dangers of driving while distracted, especially looking at your cell phone. At number 8, a historic Rockwell City Bridge got a makeover recently. That's the Rainbow Bridge. A lot of agencies got together, cleared out weeds, graffiti, cleared out signs, all that kind of stuff. You can find pictures of that renovated bridge online at 1380kcim.com. At number 7, Carroll County Public Health confirmed its third coronavirus-related death last week. That does, again, stand at 3 at the moment. Numbers have been rising, not just here in the listening area, but throughout the state. You can find updated numbers online at coronavirus.iowa.gov. At number 6, Carroll Community School District announced the high school would be moving to a learning model, a hybrid learning model, that got started on Wednesday. Of course, that was in response to a number of positive cases within the district. More impactful was the number of students being quarantined due to confirmed exposures. They'll be continuing that through the end of September. The district expects to announce if the hybrid learning model will continue at the high school on September 25th. At number 5, two were injured in a single vehicle accident involving alcohol early last Saturday morning. It was minors involved in that accident. The driver has been charged with operating while intoxicated and other charges. At number 4, Carroll County Public Health confirms the first COVID-19 outbreak at a Carroll County nursing facility. That was Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. You can find details of that through the state's reporting website, coronavirus.iowa.gov. At number 3, a Scranton man was arrested Wednesday after he was trying to elude authorities. That was 19-year-old Chance Bushman, again, of Scranton. He does face charges in Greene County District Court. At number 2, the Iowa State Patrol released the name of a Lanesboro man killed in a Friday afternoon car accident near Litterdale. A 76-year-old Kenneth Johnston was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. He was hit broadside by a truck north of Litterdale that ran through a posted stop sign. And then our top story, also another car accident. It was a Carroll woman who was struck by a truck while walking a dog. She suffered some serious injuries. That was 34-year-old Sonia Smyers. She was hit by 42-year-old Lonnie Castle in the early morning hours. Foul play was not expected. Neither was alcohol involved. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.